I don't want to move up to the older youth group. I like my friends here. I don't think I need to leave.
Growing spiritually is an important part of following Jesus. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Did you know that if you put a pet fish into a tiny bowl, it will stay pretty small no matter how long the fish lives? But if you move the fish into a larger tank, it will grow much bigger. A fish will grow to its surroundings. That's true of Christians, too. Sometimes we have to move out of our comfort zone. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him." Our story today is called Room to Grow. "Guess what?" Isla said when her mom got home from work. "Miss Collins is moving, and she doesn't want to take her fish tank with her. She gave me her 3 Oscar fish."
"Aren't Oscars really big?" Mom asked.
"In an open lake they are, but if they grow up in a fish tank, they stay small. Miss Collins says they always grow in proportion to their surroundings."
"That's interesting."
Mom went over to Isla's fish tank and peered at the newcomers. "Your fish might be an interesting topic for you to talk about on show and tell night at your youth group next week. In some ways, we're like those fish."
"We are?"
Isla frowned. "Mom, about youth group, after this year, kids my age are supposed to move up to the older group, and we don't want to. We just want to keep our same small group."
"You're worrying about that a little early, aren't you? Your group will stay the same for quite a while yet."
Mom looked at Isla's fish. "What if Miss Collins had set those Oscars free in the lake instead of giving them to you, Isla? What would happen?"
"I guess they would have grown much bigger," Isla replied.
"Right," said Mom. "Now, do you think that God would want you kids to be like little fish in a tiny cramped tank, never growing very much? Or do you think He'd want you to stretch and grow spiritually as Christians?"
"I guess He'd want us to grow."
Isla thought of her older cousin Chris, who was a missionary overseas. "Chris probably had to grow a lot before he was ready to leave his family and tell people in another country about Jesus. I bet he never thought he'd be doing that when he was my age."
Mom nodded. "He had to learn to depend on Jesus and follow wherever He led, even if it was somewhere he wasn't totally comfortable at first."
Isla sighed. "Okay, I'll use my fish for an illustration on show and tell night. Maybe the other kids will agree that it will be good to move up so we can stretch out and grow."
Well, how about you? Do you have a place where you can grow spiritually? Do you have Christian friends who help you? Going to church, learning about the Bible with others, taking part in service projects that show people the love of Jesus, all these things help you grow as a Christian. It may be scary at first, but take advantage of new opportunities that help you learn more about Jesus and share His love with others. Our key verse today is Jeremiah 17:7.
"But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him."
And our key thought for today, go wherever you'll grow. Did you know you can help people in Nepal know about Jesus? Even if you're 1,000 miles away, you can reach them by supporting our Nepali Storyteller program. Each Storyteller audio player has a spoken Bible, a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, and only cost $20 to produce. Pastors and ministry leaders in Nepal have already given all the storytellers they have, so we're raising $20,000 to produce 1,000 more. When you give $20, a generous donor will double your gift with another $20, and you can do that with any gift until we reach our goal. So give today at keysforkids.org/Nepal. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.